Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. One thing that you never stop hearing about from liberals, Jews, communists is how terrible colonialism has been, how terrible apartheid has been, and of course for the Americans, how terrible slavery has been. But in this video, I just want to show you a little bit about Africa and the whites of Africa, apartheid, colonialism, and all those hideous things that they are constantly telling us about. And they're saying, oh, the white people were so hideous. The whites were so nasty. So take a look at this. Here is an example of this kind of stuff. A brutal genocide in colonial Africa finally gets its deserved recognition. Listen to this. Activist Israel Kawanachi. I have no idea how you pronounce his surname, nor do I really care. But it is interesting that the activist's first name is Israel, because that sounds very Jewish to me. Jews in South Africa used to give themselves first names of Israel, which they then abbreviate to Issi. Anyway, so this activist Israel blah 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 journeyed from Namibia to Germany only to discover a forgotten past that has connections to his own family tree. And it says, images of survivors of the Herero genocide foreshadowed similar scenes from the liberation of Nazi death camps. Now, this Namibia, of course, used to be known as German Southwest Africa, and there was a time when the Germans and the Hereros fought, and the Germans killed a whole bunch of Hereros. So I'm not going to go into the details of these things. I just want to show you that, yes, look at these things that they put out and they say, oh, these terrible, terrible whites. And look at these Germans. Look at how evil these Germans are. Look at these evil Germans practicing on the blacks so that they can practice on the Jews. Here's another one. In this one, you have the headline, how Belgium cut off hands and arms and killed over 15 million in Africa. You do not get the full story. You only get part of the story. You only get a twisted, emotional part of the story. You never hear what the white man was really up to. And when you later look at the history of Africa, you'll find out that at the end of Belgian colonialism, you had less than 100,000 whites in the Belgian Congo, and those 100,000 whites were ruling 11 million blacks. They were outnumbered over 120-1. The blacks then killed them, and how did life go for the blacks once they'd gotten rid of the Belgians? And you'll see that for decades thereafter, the blacks just had war, trouble, and things just got worse. And another thing that you never get told, over and above the fact that we don't know how accurate these statistics are, did the Belgians really kill 15 million in Africa? The other side of it that you don't get to hear is how many blacks were killed by blacks. Like in the case of the Belgian Congo, later on, there was a world war in Africa, and at the center of it was this same Belgian Congo, and over 5 million blacks were killed by other blacks. Nobody ever tells you that. They also don't tell you the wars that the whites in Africa stopped. All the crimes and hideous things that the whites stopped. And that the white people brought peace to all of Africa. But you don't get peace by just sitting on your bum. You have to also exert some kind of force. And that is what our civilization is about. We know how to make things happen. And there are many times where you don't have to reason with other people, where you simply force your way forward and you do what you know is going to work. All these things are left out of the story of Africa, the story of the white man's struggle to do the impossible. And that the white man in Africa did the impossible. And I'm going to tell you something, 200 and 300 years from now, when people look back on the history of Africa, they will look on this time of colonialism, which is much maligned, and they will say, wow, look at the amazing things those white people pulled off. Because after those white people left, and it doesn't matter who comes afterwards, whether it's the Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, or whomever, when they see later what transpires, or if they just leave the blacks to themselves, they will say, you know what? In the whole miserable history of this miserable continent, the only time that there was any kind of bright light at all was during that short, fantastic period of white colonial rule that the Europeans brought to Africa. Mark my words, history will still show that the white man was right, and that the few whites that were in Africa pulled off feats that were unmatched in the history of Africa. Here's another story. Here's where somebody went and they did their research, and I'm just going to go through it very briefly, and it says, for colonies by Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Portugal, Spain, and the United Kingdom in Africa and Asia. And it says, a grand total of 870,000 people were murdered. And it goes on to talk about the Congo. And just going down here, it says, in Britannica, the Encyclopedia Britannica, it says that the population declined from 20 or 30 million to 8 million. So in other words, the whites were just slaughtering blacks left, right, and center. And then it says, in a 1904 report, it says that 3 million Congolese died since 1888. And another book in 1977 says 5 million were killed. And then someone else says 5 to 8 million. And so it goes on. So it's just white people just slaughtered these blacks. And it says here, another guy from 1966. It says the population of Congo dropped from 30 million to 8.5 million. A loss of 21.5 million. So it's all just about the slaughter of blacks by whites. And we don't know how many of these numbers are accurate, how accurate they are, etc., etc. But we're going to carry on. Let me show you some other things. Now, you've heard about the much maligned whites of South Africa and apartheid. And you've heard, oh, the whites of South Africa, the cruelest whites in Africa, they only killed the black people. Now, let me show you some real population statistics. If we go back to 1910... here we're going to see a chart, the population of South Africa from 1910 to 2016. And if you look down here, you'll see that the whites are this group here. That colored people, mixed race people are here, and then there are Asians. And you'll see that the whites in 1910 made up 1.2 million people. But in 1910, the total population of blacks in South Africa was 3.9 million. 1.2 million whites in South Africa, 3.9 million blacks. Now we go forward. And by the way, when did apartheid officially begin? Apartheid officially began here in 1948. So you can see There's a gentle upward slope of the white population, but the black population's taken off. And here is where apartheid begins. There's apartheid, the evil system. And you've heard them even say, oh, millions, millions were killed under apartheid. Millions died. Millions died. So there you can see up goes the curve and it gets even faster. It goes up even faster. A little bit flat here. And look at this black population growth. It's totally exponential. Whites handed over rule to blacks in 1994. So if we go up there, we can see that by 1994, there were maybe 33 million blacks in South Africa. In other words, the black population under white rule had increased by 8 or 9-fold, close to 10-fold almost. The black population shot through the roof. And most of this during the hideous time of apartheid, apparently. They were so cruel, they were so devious, they were so nasty. How did the white population go? White population went and it peaked in the mid-80s. And then it went down because we had about 1 million people leaving. And it sort of flattened out. Meanwhile, the colored population has been growing steadily. And the coloreds now outnumber the whites. But here you can see, in hideous, evil, apartheid South Africa, black population, explosion, explosion. So you cannot say to me that they were just a bunch of evil things. No matter what blacks the whites killed, the bottom line is the vast majority of them were surviving. Now, one of the reasons why these non-whites survive is because the non-whites have got their way of living from their time before the whites came. These people had children and babies all the time. But their culture was so pathetic and their science and medicine so useless that their children died at a young age. They themselves, because of their subsistence farming, subsistence hunting, etc., they themselves often died of starvation as well. So disease was killing them, disease was slaughtering them, they weren't able to feed themselves properly, etc. But when the white man came and the white man brought order and stabilized society and brought his science, his medicine, and his civilizational methods with him, suddenly, the mad breeding of the blacks is now effective. Previously, this mad breeding of the blacks gave them a very tiny growth in their population at best. But when the white people were around and the white people saw to it that they never starve to death, that all their illnesses are cured, etc., that is when their population exploded through the roof. No more starvation, a whole bunch of white science instead of witchcraft nonsense, and then their population explodes through the roof. Meanwhile, the whites are just quietly having their few children as they usually do, and the whites are not benefiting from their own science and medicine as much as they could have. If the whites had actually made an effort to breed faster, whites could have had a much bigger population growth. If we'd had even a fraction of the population growth of the blacks, we could have been 20 million by now, perhaps. 20 million or more. And these numbers just go up to 2015. The numbers now are over 50 million. 50 million. They outnumber us 11 to 1. Now let's look at colonialism as a whole. Here is a chart, Africa's population, 1750 right up to a predicted population in 2150. And so what they've got here is they've got a number that's a base. The base is 100. So if you look at the population of the world in red, and the population of Africa in brown, if you look at these two numbers, and you look at the relative growth in the population of the blacks of Africa and the population growth of the world as a whole, you'll see that, look here, by 1900 it starts picking up, by 1950, and look at the population growth of the blacks of Africa. Compare that to the rest of the world. These blacks only started coming to power in about 1960, but you can see that the population growth was already on its way. What they don't tell you is that the Western world and the United Nations and all that have also been contributing to the black population growth by giving them food for free whenever they were starving, by constantly paying for their medicines, sending doctors, etc., to them. So you can see that the black population has exploded through the roof and will continue to explode through the roof at a pace faster than that of the rest of the world combined. But this trend was already well in place and well established before black rule came. And if we look here we can see another set of population trends from 1960. And you will see sub-Saharan Africa, which is the most developed part of Africa, of black Africa. And you'll see the population growth dwarfs everybody else on the planet. How is Europe doing? How's Europe? Europe is right here at the bottom. Hardly any population growth in Europe. Compare that to Africa. And here you can see the Middle East and North Africa. And if you look at North America, you'll see Europe is at the bottom. You'll see that Europe is here at the bottom in terms of population growth, followed by North America. So the main areas where whites live are the places with the lowest birth rate, lowest population growth. Everybody else is exploding through the roof, especially these poor, much maligned blacks of Africa. Compare these population charts showing the population growth of Europe from 1950 to 2100. They even predict that Europe's population will be declining, that Europe's population will be maybe 600 million by 2100. But by 2100, the blacks of Africa will be over 4 billion. And again, you can see that these trends will show you the kind of infrastructure and stuff that these blacks inherited. Look at global population projections. Here at the bottom in black is the developed world. In other words, the Western world. In other words, the world where mostly whites exist. And look at the tiny population increase. Maybe by the year 2100, maybe it'll be close to 1 billion. And of course, this includes now all these other non-whites flooding in there. Look at China. China's population looks like it's actually going to go into decline. Look at the less developed world and the least developed world. The population explosions are in the places that were least developed. And all of these people are benefiting from white science and technology. They did not have this before. They were unable to achieve this kind of growth rate. They had to have babies popping out all the time. They were dropping dead like flies. And now, after the white man comes and the white man sets things in place and the white man plays a role, now they get the benefit of that. And now they are flooding the planet. And where's the white man? The white man is nowhere to be seen. So the white population is not growing. That's dreadful. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.